got to get to another big company that was out with numbers. I'm talking, of course, about Walmart. Walmart coming out, and there's a lot to unpack here when it comes to Walmart, of course. The shares right now are up about 0.7%. Bottom line beating estimates, $1.53, which is 2 cents above what analysts had been predicting. Overall revenue also ahead of estimates, $152.9 billion, call it. That was ahead of what analysts had been predicting. And then also you have to, of course, look at the comp sales when it comes to Walmart. The U.S. comps, excluding gasoline sales, up 6.3%. That was just about in line with what analysts had been predicting. You also have to talk about a big buyback that the company is announcing. They're going to buy back at least $10 billion worth of shares, they're saying, in fiscal 2023 and raised the dividend. So that's a lot already, and there's still more to talk about. Sazi, what do you want to dive into here?
Oh, Julie, I think you packed everything. Let's keep it moving here. Let's hit some DoorDash to talk about food delivery. No, but Walmart here, a couple interesting takeaways. One, Walmart's business, or I should say the stock, tends to be driven by the U.S. same-store sales number. That came in pretty good, 5.6% increase. Estimates were 5.5% increase. Check done. Pretty good. Street also is calling out here, just according to some notes I saw in the early going here, likes that the gross profit margin for Walmart up 54 basis points year over year in the most recent quarter, despite everything that is going on with inflation. Check done. Last, the company out with an earnings outlook for this year that, based on my back-of-the-envelope math, is about 3 cents ahead of most analyst estimates out there on the street. Check done. Market likes that. What the market probably doesn't like, and I think why you're seeing the stock weaken here from that initial pop, is the pandemic is still very much with this company. Walmart highlighting that transportation costs up $400 million more than they expected coming in the quarter. Market does not like to hear that. And then secondarily, I caught up briefly with Walmart CFO Brett Biggs, and we talked a little bit about inflation and if consumers are trading down. Positive takeaway on this front here, Julie. Biggs telling me that he's not seeing consumers trade down due to high inflationary levels. And that is surprising, Julie. We've talked to P&G CEO in recent weeks. We have talked to PepsiCo CFO in recent weeks. They have pushed through some serious price increases. So to see Walmart come out here and today and their CFO telling Yahoo Finance that consumers, by and large, are hanging tough, that is a positive. So I would say the positives outweigh the negatives with Walmart, but still, it wasn't a totally clean quarter.
At the same time, there are some other indicators where we can try to read between the lines here. Average ticket price of purchases down year over year, overall transactions up, which is kind of interesting. Another thing that they talked about, price gaps with competitors slightly wider than before the pandemic. In other words, that sort of emphasizes something that we've been hearing from Walmart, which is that they are going to hold the line on keeping prices low. And to your point on margins, that doesn't seem to have eroded margins. You mentioned the year-over-year change in margins. We saw a quarter-over-quarter gain in gross margins of 10 basis points, so not a huge gain. But again, to your point, still directionally going the right way, right? We didn't see a decline in margins, even though we know that Walmart is keeping prices low to get people in the door. So that's a really interesting comment from Biggs. And really, I would say, of a piece of what we have heard from other CEOs, that we aren't yet seeing consumers pull back.
We heard it. We've heard it from a lot of the vendors that sell into Walmart, a lot of the packaged food companies. By and large, they've been able to push these in price increases. We even heard it from restaurant makers, Julie. Chipotle comes to top of mind. We heard from their CFO last week, Jack Hartung. But, you know, it is interesting. You have to take a step back and wonder what gets Walmart shares working again. Shares of Walmart are down 8% over the past year, really despite a year and a half plus of very strong same-store sales during the pandemic. By and large, pretty good numbers on the profit line. And don't think Walmart's not watching its stock price. They know that their strong performance is probably not being reflected here. They also came out, Julie, today and said they want to repurchase $10 billion worth of their stock over the next 12 months. That is a very interesting signal being sent by Walmart.
Yes, definitely so. So the running theme, of course, that goes through those Walmart earnings, as well as the earnings from many of the companies we've been talking about, is indeed inflation.